If you'd like to follow along, turn to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. And I want to begin reading in verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. I'm going to stop right there. My title this morning is He Shall Glorify Me. Let's just get a rolling. I'm going to start in verse 12, just a few things to introduce, where Christ is telling his disciples, he says, I have yet many things to say unto you. There's more. There's more. There are more things that Jesus wants his disciples to hear and to know. Here's the thing. If you're a believer, you should never stop learning. There's always more. There's always more. There's more in this book than we can understand. It's not possible. I know somebody, you know, the people are what they call it, the living Bible. They can quote any verse at any time. That don't mean they understand it. And from the people who have done that I have listened to, they don't understand it. They can quote it, but quoting it doesn't mean you know what it says. And that's just the facts. But here Christ is telling them, there are more things to say to you, to his disciples. But there's a problem. There's a problem. Now let's be clear. The problem is not with what Jesus has to say. The problem is not with Jesus' manner of teaching. The problem is, oh, wait a minute, you and me. That's the problem. What's he say? I have yet many things to say unto you, but you, and this is very key, cannot bear them, and I like this part though, now. Now. Guess what, folks? Things change. And in Christ, things change for the better. Oh, I like that. You cannot bear them now. You understand? I'm the problem. You're the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And this is what he told his disciples. You can't bear these things. And I'm going to qualify it here. He's going to qualify it here in just a minute. Not in and of yourself. You cannot. You understand? You cannot. Now, there's an implication here that later, because it does say now, that later they would be able to bear many things. And the rest of this book bears that out. Jesus said this, though. This is the thing. This is one of the things Jesus said to these disciples who'd followed him for over 3 years. Because we're getting close to the end here. These men had been with him for 3.5 years. But you also got to remember, he looked at him one time. He said, show us the Father, and this suffices us. He says, have I been with you so long that you don't know?
Yeah.
No, they didn't know. They didn't know. Why? Because they cannot know some things. Christ told them, though, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yeah.
Oh, my. If you've seen Jesus Christ, you know the Father. Because if you know Christ, you know the Father and the Son. Because the Father sent the Son. And he came to do all things according to the will of the Father, of him who sent me. Oh my, many things Christ wanted them to know, but ye cannot bear them now. Ye cannot bear them now. Now, since that time, Christ has died, Christ was buried, Christ resurrected, and Christ ascended bodily into heaven. And still has many things yet to tell his people. We're learning them every day. Oh, I tell you. But he does tell us this, the context of this verse, this passage. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. First of all, the Holy Spirit is he. The Spirit of truth is a person. It's he. It's he. It's not it. It's one of the three. Father, Son, and Spirit. These three are one. The Holy Spirit is God. Just as much as Jesus Christ is God, and just as much as the Father is God. These three are one. I can't explain it. I can believe it, though, by his grace and by his Spirit. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So, now, we can bear more things. This was told to them in the future. We're looking at it in the past. Now, we can bear the things that Christ has to say to us. Now, how is this possible? Well, it's not because we got smarter.
Right.
No, no. I'm telling you, some folks, you watch television, you think we're getting dumber. You listen to the radio, and you know we're getting dumber. But no, it's not because of us at all. Man is not any better or any smarter than 2,000 years ago. In the future, told here, us in the past, the Spirit of truth has come to the people of God. To the people of God. And guess what? He's smarter and better than all of us put together. He is the Holy Spirit of God. He is called the Spirit of Christ, and he is called, he, the Spirit of truth. Spirit of truth. And he will guide you into all truth. Oh. The Spirit of truth is a person, and the Spirit of truth has been sent to the family of God. I like that. Oh, I like that. And here's what he does. Well, here, wait a minute. He has come to God's family. Back up just a little bit to John chapter 14. Wait a minute, went too far. John chapter 14, let's see. Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Forever. This is the Spirit of truth. Even the Spirit of truth, verse 17, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. Ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and here's the key thing, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Oh my, the Holy Spirit is God, and here's how he works. Second part of that verse, it says, he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll guide you into all truth. Why? How? For he shall not speak of himself, But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. That shall he speak. Christ starts with a negative. The Spirit of truth, he, himself, shall not speak of himself. What's that mean? Well, contrary to a lot of Pentecostal holiness churches, the Holy Spirit does not draw attention to himself. He does not. That's what Christ is saying here. He's not going to speak of himself. He's not going to speak of himself. Yes, he's a person. Yes, he won't speak of himself. And yes, here's what it says. He speaks of what he hears. And he speaks in you. In you. 1 John 5 and 6 says this. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness. What? Because the Spirit is truth. Is truth. The Holy Spirit bears witness that Jesus is the Christ. The Christ. And what's it say? And he will show you things to come. Oh, I like that. And verse 14. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit. That's what he does. And you know, who said, Jesus Christ said this. I didn't say it. I'm repeating it. I'm preaching it. I'm going to try and proclaim it. He shall glorify me. Oh, what's that mean? The Holy Spirit is concerned with the things of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God speaks of Jesus Christ and the glory of Jesus Christ. John 17, verse 1, put it this way. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. The Father glorifies the Son glorifies the Father, and this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And, not only that, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. He shall glorify me. I like that. Jesus Christ is Lord. Whether you say it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you know it or not, Jesus Christ is Lord. But no man saith that Jesus is the Lord. Let me put this in here and means it. Except by the Holy Ghost. Except by the Holy Ghost. You understand? I've seen on television programs, and they've got them on YouTube. Don't look them up. You don't want to know. About people who talk about the Holy Ghost coming to be in believers. And I heard this was a woman, but I know her husband says the same thing. Both of them are supposed to be preachers. It's not against her for being a woman. It's against her for being an idiot. Okay? Listen, they said, you think the devil had a bad time at Calvary? What do you think happened to him at Pentecost when all those other people were filled with the Holy Spirit? You understand? They go on and they equate themselves being filled with the Holy Ghost to being equal with Christ filled with the Holy Ghost. No, the Holy Spirit shall glorify Christ. He's not here to glorify you. He's not here to glorify me. It's here to glorify Christ. And if you're not confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, you don't have the Holy Ghost. I mean, that's just the long and the short of it. Jesus Christ is Lord, and by that I mean Jesus Christ is God Almighty manifest in the flesh. And if that's not your message, you don't know the Holy Ghost. Because he shall glorify me. Oh my. 1 John 4:2 put it this way. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, already, it is in the world, and it's still here. It's still here. It hasn't gone anywhere. Oh, I'm telling you. Jesus Christ, here, he shall glorify me. Jesus Christ is the child that was born. Jesus Christ is the son that was given. Jesus Christ is the one upon whom the government is on his shoulders. Because he rules and he reigns right now. Right now. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. God with us. He is the Holy Spirit of truth. Speaks of Jesus Christ to tell you that he is Lord above all. The Spirit of truth glorifies Jesus Christ. The Spirit of truth glorifies Jesus Christ. You understand? The Holy Spirit tells us to hear the Son. Hear ye him. That's what the scriptures say. Hear him, listen, give heed to the words of the Son, because no man cometh to the Father except by Jesus Christ. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify me. All the words of this book, it says it was inspired and led by men, led by the Spirit of God to write this book down. All 66 books. This is a book of Christ from beginning to end. You understand? It starts with let there be light, and it ends up with Jesus Christ being the light in Revelations. Oh my, and all the way in between is the light, Christ Jesus. Oh, I like that. Oh my, he was and is the only begotten, well-beloved Son of God. He is God manifested in the flesh. He is God. He is Christ, our Lord, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Redeemer of every one of his people. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, like I said, these three are one. And they agree in one also. Give heed to the words of the Son. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I already said it, I'll say it again. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Oh. And we are to believe him. That's what the Holy Spirit teaches. To believe Jesus Christ. What is it? Hebrews. By faith Abraham. By faith Abel. By faith, Enoch. What? They believed God. They were looking toward, forward, to the Christ that would come. Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice and died. Was killed by his brother. I was listening to a tape from Henry Mahan on the way up here. And he said Abel was the first martyr. He was the first man killed by somebody professing works for salvation. But he wasn't the last. And it's still that way today if they could get away with it. Oh my, Jesus, the Christ of God, is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the King of glory. And he's coming again. He's coming again. The Holy Spirit shall glorify me. Those are the words of Christ. Jesus Christ is worthy of all glory and honor. The rest of that verse says, "For he shall receive of mine and show it unto you." You know why that's got to happen? Why? Because of what he just said. "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them." Until the Holy Spirit shows you the truth, you're not going to know the truth.
Right.
That's the way it is. And that's the scripture. He's going to receive of mine, and he's going to show it to you. There's a reason we follow the Good Shepherd. He is our Lord and our God. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, shows us the Good Shepherd. He receives of the things of Jesus Christ and makes them known unto believers. He shows us Jesus Christ, the righteous. Oh, I like that. The righteous. He shows us God manifest in the flesh. He shows us Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice and offering for sin forever. There is no more offering. There is no more sacrifice. There is no more blood being shed. You know how I know that? The Holy Spirit shall glorify Christ. And he's told us in his word. Oh, I like that. He shows us the perfect sacrifice and offering. And he shows us the eternal redemption has been obtained by the Lord Jesus Christ through his one offering to the Father. Through the Father. Oh, understand, without the Spirit of truth, we know nothing of the truth. We know nothing of the truth. Why? For all things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Now, is there any doubt in that statement? Any qualifier? No, he says he's going to take of mine and he's going to show it to you. Oh, I like that. All that the Father hath is the Son's. He's given all things unto the Son. And the Holy Spirit shows us that, tells us that in his word. He shall take of mine and show it unto you. Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit to his chosen people. They are regenerated and converted by his Spirit, by the power of God. And his people hear the gospel preached, the message of Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of truth speaks to each individual believer of the truth of Jesus Christ. What is it? Romans 8:14 put it this way: "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And wherefore, this is again 1 Corinthians 12:3, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost." That's what the Apostle Paul told us. And if you want, look at 1 Corinthians 2. I have to go there. First Corinthians 2:9. "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. A lot of people want to stop there and say you can't know, but you got to keep reading. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things we speak. Also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind, the understanding, what? Of Christ. How? By the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. He shall glorify me. He shall glorify me. Understand, no natural man knows the things of God. They're spiritually discerned. And they don't have the Spirit of God. The natural man does not receive the things of God, because the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Second Thessalonians 2 and 13 says, But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
Yeah.
Oh my. He shall take the things of mine and shall show them unto you. And guess what, folks? If you're his and you have the Spirit of truth, you will believe. You will believe. And it is in that order. Sanctification of the Spirit, being set apart by the Spirit, being made alive by the Spirit, and belief of the truth. What's it say? Verse 14, right after that. Whereunto he called you, what? By our gospel. Our gospel. To the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit does not reach after something novel, new, or spectacular in order to glorify Christ or to preach Christ to men. He doesn't need tongues, fleshly emotion, bodily healings, creature fame, or importance in order to bring glory to Christ and call out his sheep. He finds Christ's glory in Christ himself.
Yeah.
Understand? This is a book of Christ. I said it before. This is a book of Christ. If we want to honor Christ, if we want to glorify Christ, if we want to preach Christ, we don't look outside of Christ.
Right.
You preach Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit does. If the message is not Christ, the Holy Spirit's not in it.
Right.
And if the message is Christ, the true Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the God of all glory, the King of glory is coming in. It is of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we must honor him by preaching that which is his already. His deity, his person, his work, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his intercession, and his return. The message is Christ from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus Christ is most glorified, his sheep most edified, and his will and purpose accomplished, and his church perfected in faith and hope and love when we preach Christ himself. Oh my. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal the beauties of Jesus Christ to his people. He's promised us. Oh, he shall glorify me. Isn't that something? This is the last stanza of a song by Isaac Watts. Not with our mortal eyes have we beheld the Lord, yet we rejoice to hear his name and love him in his word. His word written, his word spoken. The message is Jesus Christ. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I like that. Because a message in the Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. He is God. He was God. And he ever shall be God. And he is coming again. And you know, that ought to make you happy. This life is not all there is. And sometimes this life's pretty good. Other times not so much. But this life is not all there is.
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your Son, which you've given to us, and your Spirit, whom you've given to us, to teach us of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit does glorify the Son, does glorify Christ, does reveal him to his people. Help us to recognize and realize and understand and to love your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.